The 13th of July 2020, my name is Gertrude and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 552. Let's get to it with today's topic, A New Day in Paradise. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for Artificial Intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. Another Day in Paradise is the name of a Phil Collins song released in 1989, Another Day in Paradise album, a 1994 album by Strung Out, Another Day in Paradise film, a 1998 film based on the Eddie Little novella Very Good Morning, A Wonderful Life, written and directed for Michael K. Fox. The last version was made available to download at www.a-release-sbc, It's Just Another Day for You and Me in Paradise Para, Paradise Paradise R, Just Think About It Paradise Just Think About at Para, Paradise R, in Paradise MHM, Paradise Paradise. Collins was criticized by the English News for writing a song about the poor despite being wealthy. The phrase "just think about it" repeats sometimes but it's not on lyrics. A lot of people thought that I would be doing this. Well then they were right because there are so many other things to do with us here where we live. I'm sorry if any readers who read my book don't know what kind or why anyone should write such an article which is insulting nor disrespectful towards them. And others like myself have said before why? Because our lives depend upon those from all over Africa, especially African countries as well as Eastern Europe, China, India. People come together around each other, they can see through every aspect of life, their own personalities reflect everything else, and when one wants something different than anything apart from nothing except beauty, it makes sense. We love ourselves, but no matter how much effort goes into creating these wonderful worlds without ever having had access to reality, the world doesn't exist anywhere at all. In fact, human beings simply cannot imagine themselves alone living within a completely separate universe. And even though some may find out very little beyond mere visual descriptions rather later reading more stories throughout history, we still need time away. Now let's look back after years now as long ago as soon as everyone knew I am going forward I will give thanks again once Neopra, both teachers students don't miss your words haha. D. Collins told the New York Times how the song came together. It was begun at the piano. While the song shines a light on the issue, it also made him realize that, when confronted with it, he reacted the same as everyone else. He wanted to make sure this is not one of his songs. The next day in Washington, D.C. March 4, Sanders delivered an interview from Harvard Law School and then went back home for another speech outside Philadelphia after visiting Columbia University's Kennedy Center campus where she wrote about her record collection efforts while making speeches there. She said Clinton had been hiding herself, a fact which has led many people away by now or since before Obama took office. Christian talks songwriting technique, like how the chorus should redefine the story, and how to write a song backwards. The most important thing about this is that you're not going back in time. If it's just one of those songs where we all know what happened or why there were no other things happening on Earth, or maybe even if they weren't, then our world would have been completely destroyed by any means possible without us knowing at least some basic information, and I'm sure many people will probably be confused as well because these are very real stories. Quote. Episode 552 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Gertrude Boyd. Adios.